Hi, I'm Sarah Smalley, and I'm here today with Juliette Dyke. We're delighted to have the opportunity to be this month's host on the Careering into Motherhood podcast. My background is cross-sector, including time spent in the UK and abroad, and in the military. As a career coach, I focus on career and leadership development, and I'm passionate about working with clients who want to align their experience, interests, and career ambition. Juliette worked in the corporate world for 14 years across different industries, from TV to travel, before going on her own journey of burnout and career change. She's now a career coach, specialising in working with women who want to find their perfect career fit. In this episode, we're going to explore why the summer holidays are a great time to prepare for your career change. So this is a brilliant opportunity, Juliette, to talk about that summer period, summer holidays, and the opportunities that it might present to consider your options, how you might go about making a career change.
When we were brainstorming kind of what to talk about today, we were thinking about the summer coming up and the holidays and how they can be like a bit of a blocker where you think, oh, you know, I've got to have the kids at home, juggle with work. There's no way I can work on my career change plans during that period. Whereas we felt that actually that had been quite a pivotal period for both of us with our career changes. And maybe there's actually an opportunity there. Who knows? So hopefully we're going to change a few people's minds about how to use that summer period for your career plans. That's the theory anyway.
Well, so the summer for me is almost kind of felt more like that new year, new start than the beginning of January. I think that maybe comes from the links that we have with the new academic year and, you know, how many years of our life does that take up moving into further education or higher education. That sort of September has always felt like the kind of clear out time for me. And that was sort of echoed even more so when I was in the military and then we were a military family. That summer period is traditionally the time when people are posted, people change jobs. It's very, very cyclical. You know, obviously with the change in job comes a lot of other knock-on changes, potentially looking for new schools, new nurseries, new hairdresser, new doctor, everything. And often, you know, that was the time when I needed to think, okay, if we're going to this new country or if we're going to this new city, what are the career opportunities for me? What are the job opportunities for me? How am I going to continue what I'm currently doing? Or will I need to look at something new? It, very, very cyclical.
The summer was a period of change and then September was that fresh
Absolutely.
Start for you.
Yeah. Is that the case for you?
Mine was sort of happened a bit by accident. It wasn't intentional that I would make progress on my career change during that time, but it actually turned out to be a really good time. So this is when I was working in a corporate job in advertising before becoming a coach. I was commuting up and down from Brighton to London. It was quite a long commute. And there were a couple of things that were actually advantages during that time. So firstly, the office was a lot quieter. A lot of people were away on holiday. So my workload wasn't as stressful and heavy as it kind of normally was, which gave me a bit of more headspace and energy and time to just think about what I wanted to do next. And the other thing I did was really use that commuting time to sort of listen to podcasts, read careers books and personal development books and journal and do all those things that you do and really get ready and get some ideas so that, yeah, I think it was when September sort of kicked in and people were coming back to work, I had a plan and I was ready.
Was that all very intentional or did you just sort of find yourself making use of the time?
I think it was just that happy accident that I was feeling like I wanted to make a change and that was gathering momentum. And then I found that there was this quiet period over the summer holidays and I thought, right, I'm going to use this time. Because people were away on holiday at the office, it was a bit quieter and my workload wasn't so crazy. And I think that's what gave me the idea for today. We wanted to look at why you might choose to use this time, because the other thing is making a choice to work on your career and not always putting yourself at the bottom of the pile. So what's your experience been of what have you seen in terms of people you know or clients doing that?
Often, certainly in a military move, the spouse or the dependent, as we're sometimes referred to, the spouse of the person that's being posted, that their career is dare I say it, sometimes, but not always, the kind of bottom of the pile. It's the last thing to consider. If you're not careful, you can hide behind these other priorities and find you don't necessarily make the time, have the time to think about what you want next from your career. And it does take time. It does take energy and focus. And when you've got so many other things to consider, I think it can be, you know, it can be understandable that it slips down the pile. But you've alluded to the idea of there being choice. And if you're not satisfied with where you are, and if you're thinking I need to make this change, then you need to decide whether you're going to kind of carve out that time, make that time to consider all the options, which takes discipline. But I think if the motivation is there to make that change, then you can find it in, even if it's in little increments, like you said, sort of the odd journey, the odd half an hour here or there, you can start to find the time. And all those little bits of time and space, they add up, and you can start to build the momentum in.
I see this a lot in clients I work with about, again, sort of putting themselves to the back of the queue, obviously putting family first and their current job first, and putting everything else first and putting their own career plans and dreams last. And there does come a point where it can often feel like there's never a good time. It's never going to be the right time. And maybe you have to reflect and go, well, if there's never going to be a good time, why not now? Why not just start now? And I think that's what we're trying to get across today, is that perhaps, you know, why not try the summer period as a time to start? Why not? And there might be those little pockets of time for reflection. And it could be on holiday when you're lying on a sun lounger, or it could be when you're taking the kids to the park and you're pushing them on the swings and just sort of thinking about something else for a minute, you know, or it could be on your commute, as we say, just those little bits. So if there's never a good time to start, then why not now?
You know, what are the barriers to getting started? Sometimes it can be the kind of overwhelming sense of what next and where on earth do I start? I know I'm not content with how things are, but there's such a breadth of things that I might consider doing or I could consider doing. Where on earth do I start with all of that? And that can put people off in itself. You can almost get a bit ahead of yourself and try and find the solution before you've even considered the options. And I think that can be a bit daunting. You know, there are a couple of exercises that I use with coaching clients which help break down that process, help you just take one step at a time. Let's not think about what the childcare arrangements are going to be, what hours you're going to work, or let's not try and get it all sorted in one conversation. Let's start with a bit of exploration to start considering what's out there, one step at a time. And I work through sort of three stages of an exercise called Think, Plan, Do. And I'd love to share the sort of thinking part of that exercise today, which is all about visualizing where you see yourself a period of time in the future. So be that 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years and beyond. Taking that moment, if you're lucky to be on holiday and there's a quiet moment on a sun lounger, taking the time to close your eyes and imagine yourself, let's say 12 months from now, and thinking about what you want to have achieved by then. What will be different? What will you have achieved personally or professionally? And how that's going to feel? How you'll feel about accomplishing all these things? What people will be saying? And then as you're starting to imagine that, consider what might be different at work. What's different at home? How are you thinking? All these sort of questions provoke your thinking and help you build a picture of what life will be like in 12 months' time. It's really great just to promote that kind of creative thought, bring out the imagination around what it might look like before then we start to consider the next couple of stages, which is the planning and the doing. We build up this really rich idea of what the future is going to look like to then help us consider in the next stage how we might get there.
I love that. Would you say it's like a sort of like a visualization, sort of daydreaming, allowing yourself to dream?
Yeah, without all the constraints of, you know, that little voice going, but what about this? And what about that? And who's going to do this? And how am I going to manage to do? You're just, okay, we're going to throw off the shackles. We're not going to think about any of that. We're imagining this point in the future that you have in mind. What does that look like?
And again, that makes me think that that's why the summer holidays can be a great time for that, because you might get a chance to get away somewhere out of your comfort zone, your routine. You get fresh ideas and you can sort of allow yourself to step back from your life and think about, how would I like things to be?
Yeah, that change in environment often can get the kind of creative juices flowing, can't it?
Yeah. And it is so important to zoom out a bit first, instead of getting immediately bogged down in that, I'm like, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to change my job or go for that promotion or change my life? Thinking about all the practical steps and sort of almost talking yourself out of it, just to slow down and step back and think, right, okay, what do I want?
If I could do anything, what would I do?
Yeah, giving yourself permission to daydream a bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Before then, you, in the next steps, start to consider the practicalities. And you start to put a few more parameters around it. But like you say, sort of throwing out the dream net, if you like, and seeing what comes back.
Well, funnily enough, I have an exercise too, which I think might be helpful at this point, which does segue with what you're talking about. It's just a different approach, but it is also about kind of allowing yourself to daydream. And it's something I use with clients at the start of our process together. It's called the Ideas Bank.
I love that.
It's like a great big scrapbook of ideas and curiosities and themes. Just what I encourage people to do is to keep, I don't know, I'm getting stuck in metaphors here, but having like a great big butterfly net that you carry around with you to catch all those ideas and put them in one place. So for the course of, you know, as we're talking about today, maybe just for a few weeks, for a couple of weeks over the summer, as we say, just keep hold of those thoughts that come to you when you are thinking about, wouldn't it be great to work as XYZ? You know, I don't know. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut, a marine biologist, and Indiana Jones, right? So I would put all three of those in my ideas bank. Or, I don't know, if you're talking to a friend and they mention something that they do for a living and you think, oh, God, that sounds amazing, you know, write that, put that in your ideas bank. If you see a magazine article about someone who has a really interesting life or experience, tear it out, put it in your ideas bank. It can be anything. It could be a note on your notes app on your phone. It could be a shoebox with clippings. It could be a Pinterest board. You know, it can be physical. It can be digital. Whatever speaks to you. If one day you just see an amazing painting and you just feel unbelievably inspired for some reason, just take a picture of it, because maybe there's something about that that is stimulating something in you that you hadn't really thought about since you were 10 years old. So you get where I'm going with it. It's about capturing it all. Because the other thing is that we get so busy, we might have a moment, a light bulb moment, and then it goes because we've got to catch the train. We've got to pick the kids up. We've got to cook dinner, whatever it is. And then you'd forget. You're like, oh, what was it? What was that moment I had? So capturing those moments and putting them all in one place. And then you can come back to it at the end and you have this wonderful, rich reservoir of ideas and little moments of inspiration that you can look at. And who knows, there might be themes in there. There might be patterns in there. It might be like, oh, I've torn out seven different things that all have the word environment in them. Maybe I need to be looking at careers in the environment. You sort of see where I'm going with that.
I love the fact that it's so visual and that can be interpreted in so many different ways. You know, if you're somebody that prefers writing things down, lists, or even audio, you know, being able to record your thoughts when you're out on a walk and capturing it in all those different ways. What do clients sort of take from these ideas banks?
That's the beauty of it is at the end, you circle back and you look at it and you start to see those patterns and those themes. It's almost like it taps into your, maybe part of your unconscious, or, you know, you were actually yearning to find out more about something, but you weren't consciously aware of it so much. When you've got seven different job ads in there that all focus on one thing, you're like, oh, actually, I am actually curious about this particular subject matter.
I guess you could bring some sort of order, some sort of logic to all the different ideas that you've gathered together.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think your exercise, my exercise, are hopefully these are things that can just be something that's going on in the background whilst you're juggling everything else, you know, over the holidays, and just grabbing those moments, grabbing a minute here, a minute there. And then in September, when everything's back in place and running along, you can revisit these exercises and start to think, okay, how do I use this to go forward? How do I kick off my career plans, whatever they might be?
I think, you, as you say there, it's the emphasis on doing this in and amongst whatever else you've got to be going. It doesn't need to be onerous, but I think it's a case of perhaps disrupting some of the old patterns of behaviour and of thinking, and just starting to look at things from a different angle.
Yeah, exactly. We'd love to hear if any listeners try this stuff out. So if you want to, you could take a picture of either your ideas bank or something that's inspired you, or, you know, a vision that you've had. You could talk about it and share with us. You're on social media. We'd love to see what your work in progress looks like, and maybe do this as a group endeavour.
Great idea. Yeah, I'd love to see all those big ideas that come up over the summer.
We can obviously try and help you out, you know, if you share something, you can kind of put a bit of input in the comments. So if someone wanted to share work in progress with you, where would they go?
So you can find me via the Careering into Motherhood platform, and also on LinkedIn via Sarah Smalley. And Juliette?
So I'm hanging out a lot more on Instagram these days. You could find me at Juliette Dyke Coaching. You could always tag me in there and let me know what you're working on, or hop over to LinkedIn and share with Sarah, and then we'll try and help you out. Because I think we want to take this from just theory to practical, give it a try. And we'd love to hear if it works for you and if it helps you.
Yeah. And this is the first stage, isn't it? And beyond this, it's, okay, what, when you've gathered all those great ideas, when you've considered what life might look like in 12, 24 months, the next step. Don't just leave it idle in a drawer. Let's do something with it.
So I love talking to Sarah today. It was really interesting to hear how she sees September as her new year and a chance for a fresh start. And we hope that we've been able to help you see the summer holidays as an opportunity to explore your career dreams and plans. If you fancy trying out one or both of the exercises we mentioned, feel free to share how you're getting on, either via Sarah's LinkedIn or my Instagram, and we'll add some links in the show notes. And of course, you can find out more about us as career coaches on the Careering into Motherhood website.